From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Israel has finished its withdrawal of settlers from the Gaza Strip. Today, Netzarim, the last of 21 settlements, was evacuated without incident. The whole process has taken just 8 days. That's far shorter than the Israeli army had planned. And although there was some resistance last week, most of the settlers left on their own. Attention now turns to the West Bank, where several isolated settlements will be evacuated and where resistance is expected to be stronger. NPR's Mike Schuster is with us from Jerusalem. Mike, how did things go today in Netzarim?
They went very smoothly today, Robert. There were some considerable negotiations beforehand with the Israeli army and police on the one side and the settlers in Netzarim on the other. And I think what they came to was a choreographed day where the soldiers and police went in the morning. It was very calm. There was no resistance whatsoever, not even the token symbolic burning of trash or burning of barricades to impede the police. Then there was a community meeting in a synagogue there. There was a lot of speeches. There was a lot of crying. Even some of the soldiers spoke to the assembled congregation. They took down the menorah from the roof of the synagogue and walked through the settlement with it. And then by the end of the afternoon, they essentially left of their own free will, and there was no trouble whatsoever.
Well, now attention turns to the West Bank, where a small number of small settlements are to be evacuated. What's Israel's plan for doing that?
Well, there are four small settlements in the northernmost part of the West Bank. Two of them actually are already empty or nearly empty, but there are two that aren't. They're called Sanur and Homesh. And although a small number of families, settler families, live in each, they've been reinforced in recent days by a couple of thousand resistors, outsiders from the rest of the West Bank and possibly from other parts of Israel, that do not want to give up these settlements. And they've been planning their defense of it as they've watched the evacuation of the settlers from Gaza. And there's expected to be some serious resistance there.
Serious resistance, meaning what? What do the Israeli authorities expect?
The settlers themselves and those who are supporting them are saying openly that they want to resist aggressively. And the Israeli authorities suggest that they might have stockpiled weapons. There have been pictures on Israeli television, homes and buildings in these two settlements that have been reinforced by razor wire. Some of the young men from these two places have been on the roads picking fights with reporters. They got into a fight with some soldiers yesterday, and in fact, one Israeli military vehicle was set afire by some of these fellows, and there was almost an exchange of gunfire with one Israeli soldier. So at least in the Israeli media, the authorities are suggesting that this could be much different than the Gaza pullout.
The disengagement is a project of Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, a leader of the right-wing Israeli Likud party and for years a sponsor of settlement. There have been some harsh words from within the party, his own party, about Sharon. What's happened today?
Today there were some very harsh words from former supporters of Ariel Sharon. Looking back now over the Gaza pullout, a number of his former allies attacked him today in the Knesset. Uzi Landau called him a liar, a swindler, and cruel. He said the time has come to resign. Another Likud supporter said, "We will not sit with you in any coalition. We will bring you political revenge." Ironically, it was up to Shimon Peres, the opposition leader, and other opposition figures to defend Sharon. It's amazing how topsy-turvy the Gaza pullout has affected Israeli politics.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome, Robert.
And NPR's Mike Schuster reporting on the Israeli disengagement. He's in Jerusalem.